One of the mitzvahs that appear in Parshas Emor is the idea of making a kiddush Hashem, sanctifying a Kaddish Baruch Hu's name in public, making Kaddish Baruch Hu's name great. And so the Chafetz Chaim has a very basic question in the Nusach HaKadosh that we say. We say in every Shabbos, that we should sanctify HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, we should make a Kiddush Hashem in this world, just the way the Malachim make a Kiddush Hashem up in the Shmei Marom, up in the Shemayim. This is a presumptuous statement of Kedusha, to say that we have the ability to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim in this world in the same fashion as the Malachim do up above in Shemayim. As the Chafetz Chaim says in his words, Aniyim, Jews who are poor, who are weak, who wear torn clothing, have the ability to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, similar to the way that Malachim do, these soldiers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who are we to think that we could accomplish such a feat in being Mekadosh Shem Shemayim in a similar fashion to those of Malachim? All of us know that we have plenty to work on, plenty of Averos, plenty of Pagamim that make us unworthy to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, unworthy to be on the same pedestal as a Malachim. So how do we have the strength, almost the haughtiness, the gaiva, to come off as saying, Nekadesh Hashimcha ba'olam kishem shemaktishim oso b'shmei marom, to suggest that we are on a similar level to the Malachim? So Chafetz Chaim explains that Ein Hachanami, we are on that same level. Despite all our weaknesses, all our averos, all the things that we struggle with and challenges and tests, we have a special yichus that puts us in that same place, that same situation, the same yichus as a Malachim. You know, when Adam HaRishon was created, it says, Vayipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew through the nose, through the nostrils of Adam HaRishon, this neshama, nishmas chayim. Neshama, which is elo chelek, elo kami mal. It's a chelek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever that means. Each person, each individual has this nishmas chayim blown into them, a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside of them, giving that person that strength, that kedusha, that ability to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. And despite all that we do wrong, we have that ability. Our goal in this world, our tafkid in this world, is to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, as we learn in the Pasuk, is to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to mesaper b'shivcho, to speak of His great praise and amazingness and awesomeness throughout the world. So yes, as a Chafetz Chaim, we do have that ability to reach great heights as the Malachim. But how? How? Great, we all have a neshama, we all have a lokami ma'al, a chelik lokami ma'al, we have a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside of us, but how does one accomplish that? How are you sanctifying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name? Yes, saying Kedusha, that's one way. But how on a daily basis? When we say this in Kedusha, that Kishem Shemak Kishem Osei V'Shem Marom, it's not referring to the Kedusha that we say once a week on Shabbos, it's referring to the Pasuk is to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim constantly. How does one Mekadosh Shem Shemayim on a constant basis? So Rabbi Biederman writes in the Sefer Berchaim, another beautiful idea about Kedusha, it's a Nusach of Kedusha, Nusach Sfard, that in Shacharis on Shabbos we say, Nakdishach v'naritach kinoam siach. We sanctify HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kinoam siach. Kinoam, like the pleasant siach, the pleasant speech of the Sod Sarfei Kodesh. Then the Shacharis, we have a similar way of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as do the Sarfei Kodesh Malachim. So he asks, how come in the morning, Shabbos morning, we say only kinoam siach, we are like them, but comes Musaf, The Kedusha we say in Musaf and Nusach Svarde is Yachad Kulam Kedusha L'Choy Shaleishu. Together, all of us. What changed? In the morning we said Kinom, we're similar to the Malachim and the Sarfei Kodesh, we're not quite. But then by Musaf time, we already jumped a whole nother level that we're Yachad, we're on the same level, the same Madriga as the Malachim. What changed from Shachar to Musaf? Says Rabbi Biderman, very simple. The fact that we laned the Parsha, the fact that there was a Kriyas HaTorah, through Limud HaTorah, a person is able to elevate himself to the status, to the same level and pedestal as the Malachim. So we're all created with this Chelek Elokam Imal. We're created with this Neshama that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a piece of God inside each one of us, with its ability to accomplish, to build and to create something. How are you Mekadeshim Shemayim? It's through Liman HaTorah. It's from Kinoam Siach to Yachad Kulam Kudusha L'Choy Shaleishu, to raise us to the same levels as the Malachim. The Sfar HaKadoshim point out, through Liman HaTorah, in particular when it comes to the Gemara, the Rashi Tevos of Gavriel, Michal, Riphael, and Uriel, the four Malachim who surround us whenever we learn Gemara, like when we are created, as a child is created, with that Neshama, the Chelek of Kamimal, they're created, and they're busy learning with the Malach, or perhaps Malachim, inside the mother's womb. There they are, surrounded by this Malachim learning. It gives you the ability. That's what it means, that you are on the same level as Malachim when it comes to Limud HaTorah, in particular when it comes to Gemara, you are being Mekadesh Shem Shemaim with those Malachim. And so therefore it's no coincidence that the Gematria of Kiddush Hashem, the spelling Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Kiddush Hashem, Ima Kolel, with each of the words as a Kolel, that's 448, equals exactly Gemara, plus the four Malachim, plus four, it's 448. To me, Hashem, we should realize that Stam learning is not just, it's not a Stam thing. When we're learning with Gavriel, Michal, Raphael, and Uriel, and through that, we're Zocha to Mekadesh, Shem Shemayim, Birab. Have a wonderful Shabbos.